job, and she gone out and work and bring home some dough. I've been mistreated, yeah. Hey, you know just what I'm talking about. I worked 5 long years for one woman, and she had to to put me out.
All right, that was today's Serious Guitar Time. First 4 Cool Cats with The Beast. After that, you heard Joe Bonamassa with The Valley Runs Low from his new album, Live at the Sydney Opera House. And Sean Chambers with Cherry Red Wine from his 2018 album, Welcome to My Blues. Guitarist, singer, and songwriter Chambers grew up in the Gulf Coast of Florida, loved blues and blues rock guitar. Released his debut album in 1998 after 15 years of playing in clubs. That year, he was asked to play with Hubert Sumlin at a Memphis Blues Festival and went on to tour with him. He's since had the opportunity to share stages and sit in with many of his blues and blues rock heroes. Then the set ended with Buddy Guy doing 5 long years from Damn Right I've Got the Blues. Great, great song, great artist. Love Buddy Guy. I've seen him live so many times, I've lost count of how many it was, all starting from a small little club when he was playing with Junior Wells a long time ago. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed the show. I'm a couple minutes over. I apologize for that, but the song was a little longer than I realized. So my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar. Here we're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll be back next Monday at 2 p.m. And I also have my show on WCAC Tuesday nights at 6 and on Markskin Radio Thursday nights at 10. So hope you'll be back for my show and listen to what's going on here in WMFO as well. Another show's coming up in a couple of minutes. So I hope you'll be here next time for my show. And in the meantime, keep on rocking and keep your ears open for good music that's under the radar. Later.
two, ready, go.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tuskegee Farm Radio. Glad to be here on a special edition Monday afternoon, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making this show part of your afternoon, as it's the first Monday of 2020. Everybody's back at work, at least for the most part. You know, grade schools are back in full-fledged action, but unfortunately the one team that's not in full-fledged action anymore until preseason is the New England Patriots. And I gotta tell you, I told you so. I may have been wrong about the score, but I warned you on Saturday night on the regularly scheduled time of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, that the Patriots were going to lose. And no, I wasn't selecting the Patriots to lose because, oh, it's the way to go against the grain and to go against the norm. No, I really felt, with everything that I have seen from this team from the last 7-8 weeks, this was the matchup that the Patriots really should not have won it from the get-go. Not that they did, but the way that they played in week 17 against Miami, with little to no urgency, coupled with the fact that they've had issues stopping the run, which I have talked about on the air, on record. So none of this should be an absolute shock. I don't know why a lot of fans are so stunned by the results of what happened on Saturday night. And this show is going to be very heavy, Patriots heavy today. The phone lines are open. Call in. If you're still angry about the game, this is your opportunity to talk to me. No vulgarity, please. No cursing. But you can call in 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. This is your chance to talk. And if you follow me on Twitter at Shukri, S-H-U-K-R-I, writes, W-R-I-G-H-T-S, you would have seen that I said in my tweet, and this is worth repeating, hey, Boston, we got to talk. Oh, yeah, we're talking now. We're talking live, and we're talking live for the next couple of hours. We're here until 5, right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, as well as WMFO.org and the TuneIn Radio app. So, I got to ask you, What exactly are you upset over the most? Let's start there. What are you most upset over in terms of the Patriots? Number one, is it the fact that the issues that have plagued the Patriots in the second half of the season finally crept up to them? Two, is it the fact that Derrick Henry absolutely demolished the quote-unquote boogeyman, the dumbest nickname given to a defensive group in quite some time, which I absolutely hate? And I'm gonna get to more on that later on. Or three, are you upset over the fact that this really felt like this could potentially be the end for Tom Brady in New England? As far as dynasty, I'm not sure, but I will talk about that later this hour. Trust me. Like I said, today's show is going to be very Patriots heavy. So if you're a Patriots fan listening anywhere, this is your chance. I'm here till 5. Call in the show, 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. So let's start there. What exactly are you most upset over between the three that I mentioned? Are you most upset about the fact that Derrick Henry ran all over the pits, the pass defense? Are you upset over the fact that the Patriots offense, which has plagued this team the last 7-8 weeks of the season, finally caught up to them? Or are you upset over the fact that the Patriots, let's face it, they weren't as good as we thought they were? Now I'm going to start. And I want to start by saying the following. And I know this is going to sound harsh, but oh well, this is warranted. The Patriots, this may be the worst 12-4 team that we've seen in quite some time. And that potentially that Brady may have been right. He may have been right when he kind of hinted at the problems that this team have. And yes, it may have not been the best way to have gone about it during the duration of the season. But in the end, he warned us, he tried to warn us, and we didn't want to listen. And now here we are on the first Monday of 2020. Patriots football, season's done. Their season's done. Today, they entered their lockers at Gillette, had their press conferences. That's it. Done. So, I'm going to tell you what I'm most upset about. What I'm most upset about is the fact that Derrick Henry, and I talked about Derrick Henry on this show on Saturday. It's there in the archives on WMFO.org. I talked about it in detail. He was the leading running back in terms of rushing yards in the NFL this season. And he shredded the Patriots defense for 182 yards and a touchdown. So what I really want to know is this. So much for the talk of the Patriots defense, they're the boogeyman. Woo! If that was the case, then where was this boogeyman defense? Where was it? Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. Because the one thing I don't understand, and this is the day where I feel like there's a lot of venting, there's a lot of frustration, there's a lot of passion that's coming through right now through the radio that I'm going to present today, because what I talked about on Saturday almost came to fruition. Verbatim. Everybody, those that listened to the show on Saturday, what did I say on the air? That the keys for the Patriots were going to be following. What was it? I talked about Derrick Henry, stopping Derrick Henry. And I did. Check. I talked about the Patriots offense. They were going to have to come through. Check. I don't remember if I talked about the defense as much as stopping Derrick Henry. But I do remember saying that Ryan Tannehill, this isn't the same Ryan Tannehill that was in Miami. And it would be a grave mistake to absolutely underestimate him. I got news for you. Ryan Tannehill did his part and then some. So, my question to Patriots fans is this afternoon. Where do you go from here? Where do you go from here? Because there's so many levels to this in which you should be mad. You really, really should be mad. I want to ask a very honest question. If you're the Patriots, how do you explain you start the season 8-0 and you go .500 the second half of the season? How do you explain that? You start the season 8-0, and then when the meaty part of the schedule came around, 500, 4-4, 4-4. And let's face it, we were fooled. The 2019 Patriots, well, in my view, forever be viewed as fool's gold. They weren't as good as the record indicate. And now it's officially all there for the view. You can look at the stats. You can go back and watch the games if you happen to have it recorded on your DVR. It's all there. So I'm not here to talk about opinions as much as I'm here to talk about the facts. That's the truth. Here's what's funny. Remember early in the season when Kyle Van Noy said, you know, no one's giving us any credit. No one's giving us any respect or any due because they feel like we haven't proven against any quality opponents and that we're the boogeyman. Right. As it turns out, we gave you some respect, but calling yourself the boogeyman that early? I'm not gonna lie, as a fan, I was into it. I was. But after that Baltimore game, I said verbatim, bring him in? Really? Are you sure? You positive? Because in that game, Lamar Jackson, Mark Ingram torched you and your defense for 37 points. You sure you're still the boogeyman? You sure? Then after that, you had Philadelphia, who you beat, but barely. Barely beat Philadelphia, but you did. A win is a win. I'll give you that credit. But then you had Kansas City. Yes, the referees played a part in the game, but don't be fooled for one moment that offensively, you still have major issues. Defensively? Ay, ay, ay. Where do you even start? Especially defending against the pass. So there's that. And then Cincinnati. They won 34-13. Whee! Hooray! Great. But again, it was Cincinnati. I was saying, you know, we should give them credit that they're beginning to turn the corner a little bit. And then the Buffalo game, I was like, you know, I'm beginning to feel real good. I'm still concerned in terms of the offense, but the defense in back-to-back games, I gave up 13 points against Cincinnati. Again, I know it was Cincinnati. But then you give up 17 points against the Buffalo Bills. Fair enough. Fair enough. So, here goes week 17. You're facing Miami. You win, you have the first round bye. You win, and you have the first round bye, and you give a chance to your banged up players to get a week's worth of rest. Oh, but what happens? You remember that wide receiver Walker? He torched Stephon Gilmore. For what? 180-something yards? It makes him look like an absolute puddle out there. And he said after the game, I feel like I let down 52 other guys in this room. Well, I got news for you. You did have a great year, but man, at times, you just didn't live up to the billing. You just didn't. And that's just the truth. You want to know what's even worse? When you needed to make a stop on that final drive by Miami, as a unit, you couldn't even get it done. So what does that tell you? What does that tell you? That tells you that your defense has holes and it has leaks and it has more issues than a sinking Titanic. It did. I cannot believe that for a unit that called itself the Boogeyman, it came awfully near having and selling T-shirts proclaiming yourselves to be the Boogeyman. What did you guys do on Saturday? Okay, you allowed 2 touchdowns. Fair enough. But that goes on the offense. But the fact of the matter is, the fact that you went as far as to call yourself the Boogeyman that early in the season when you knew and you had an idea that the quality of your opponents weren't that good, and that the second half of the season, you were going to be tested and then some. So I gotta ask you, Patriots Nation, what exactly are you the most upset over? Tell me. Give me your thoughts at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Unreal. It's unbelievable that here we are on Monday, January 6, 2020, and the Patriots season's done. It's done. Over. Finished. So now, we have a lot of question marks. A ton. And like I said, we have a lot to get into. But coming up next, I want to start to talk about What now? Because the truth is, No one knows. No one knows. What is next for the New England Patriots? And that and much more, plus your phone calls coming up next on the Shukri Wright Show here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. wonder the same thing. Is this the final countdown to Brady's final days here in New England? Because that is going to be a major topic of discussion basically between now and, who knows, March 18th, when the new league year begins. Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Touch Free From Radio. But before we continue with the show, we actually are going to pause for a moment for station identification and PSA time. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
And it's time for the PSA brought to you by 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. So, stay tuned.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve! It's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. So what's the big story now? What is it? Well, as I mentioned before, we paused for station identification and for PSA, is Tom Brady. Tom Brady, we just don't know what's going to happen next. And I'll tell you this. Brady, at this point, we just don't know what he may be thinking or what he wants. And I tell you one thing that does stand out, though. One thing that does stand out is there was something that just felt so final about the game on Saturday night. It just did. And I really couldn't believe that after 20 years, we just don't know what the future is going to hold. Like, we really don't. You and I can... Listen, it's going to be a lot of fun speculating and talking about what's going to happen, especially considering that for the first time in his career, he's going to be a free agent. But the truth is this. He may have an idea, but the reality is Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft may or may not have different ideas. We just don't know. And I just think that it's so truly poetic that the season for the Patriots came to an end the way they did last night. Or Saturday night, rather. Why would you say that? For all of the team's issues that they've had, this season, it's awfully hard not to think to yourself that everything that Brady was complaining about, in a sense, or hinting at, or even his attitude, not saying that it was all justified, but frankly, he was trying to tell us something. This is just a portion of what Brady was saying in his press conference on Saturday night after the Patriots lost to the Titans. Just listen carefully. Listen carefully to what he's saying as well as how he's saying it as well.
Said that you didn't make enough plays tonight offensively. It seems that over the last several weeks, we've been thinking the same thing in terms of not making enough plays offensively. From your perspective, Tom, what has been the factor that has prevented this team from having a cohesive offense and not being able to make the plays on a consistent level over the last several weeks? Because it's been a failure.
Yeah, one thing is you lose games and don't produce the way you want. There are a lot of things we all wish we could do a lot better. I certainly wish I could do some things better, but we didn't. And it's a results business, and it's about winning and losing. And the more things you do right and well, the better chance you have to win. And, we just didn't do enough things right.
Karen Dricky.
Here, Tom.
Karen.
Hi. Would you say offensively that this performance was kind of like a microcosm of what happened during the season between red zone difficulties, third down difficulties, and so on? Did it seem like it sort of what happened during the regular season carried over?
I definitely think, in regards to tonight, third down and red area were a problem for us. And I don't think those were particularly great areas, you're right, over the course of the season. So, it was just a tough way to end it tonight. And, I give them a lot of credit. They made more plays than we did. And, if we want to win those games, we're going to have to do a better job.
Stop right there. That was a microcosm of the struggles you've had this past season, Tom. Like, let's be honest. I've been very critical of the wide receiver talent on this show. From Philip Dorsett to Jacoby Myers to Muhammad Sanu and N'Keal Harry, who's a rookie who missed the first half of the season. But here's the truth. Saturday night's game was exactly a microcosm of the struggles offensive for the Patriots, and then some. What makes it worse is this. What makes it worse is the fact that when you go back and you look at the numbers for the Patriots, especially like in the air, you find that not only that they're not very impressive, but also on top of that, the Patriots did not get the job done when they needed to get it done the most. And where was that? Red zone offense. Where was that? Being able to convert on third downs. Where was that? I could keep going on and on and on. But the truth is this. If you are the Patriots and you look back on this game, not just only this game, but this entire season, it's no wonder why I said that the season ended befittingly for the Patriots on Saturday night. And I had someone, had a bro of mine, tell me that the best thing that can happen for the Patriots is if they lose on Saturday night to the Titans. Man, was he right. He was absolutely right. Because here's what makes it worse. What makes it worse is the fact that now you have an enormous decision to make. A story that has now become the biggest sports story right now. And the biggest sports story is, what's next in Foxborough for the Patriots? Will Tom Brady retire? Or is he going to return? If not, where will he land? All of that. All of that. We just don't know. Call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. If there was a silver lining in all of this, I'll try to prod it out and maybe talk about it a bit more. But, I mean, even almost 48 hours later, I really have had a very hard time trying to find that silver lining. I don't know. And here's the part that really gets to me. Let's say if this was Brady's last game as a Patriot, that pick six, that's going to be the lasting image. And the truth is, I'm sure Brady does not want to be remembered for that last moment to be at his final moment as a Patriot. No. Of course not. But here's the thing, though. And at the end of the day, he said it himself. This is a performance business. You have to perform in order to win. And frankly enough, the team was not good enough. They weren't good enough to get the job done. So here's the question I have for you, for all of you. If you're New England, how do you handle this whole Patriots situation now in terms of Brady? Because there's two ways that you can go about it. You can decide, we want to bring you back, Brady, but we're only going to pay you $20 million. When Brady is going to look for a contract similar to Drew Brees and what he's making as a template. Because he's the only other 40-year-old quarterback performing at a high level in this league right now. So, here's my question. If you're New England, do you bring him back? And if you're Brady, do you return? And I think that's a very legitimate question to ask. Crazy? Yeah, absolutely. But far-fetched? Oh, no, no, no. But I've been saying this on the show since August. Don't be surprised if this season ends up being his last in New England. This was back in August during training camp, during the preseason. And I said it right here on this show, verbatim. And here we are. The season's over. Your offseason now begins in earnest. This is a storyline that's not going to go away, and this is something that's going to be talked about 24/7 by the media locally, and definitely by the Boston sports media, but especially nationally as well, for sure. For sure. So stay tuned for that. Coming up next, I'm going to talk about this myself. Do I think this was the last season in New England for Tom Brady? What are my thoughts? Can't wait to share them with you. That and much more coming up next on the Shukri Wright Show. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. That was good old Metallica, Enter Sandman. And if you are a baseball fan, there was one particular legendary closer, the greatest closer of all time, who used this song as an entrance song. Mariano Rivera. The first unanimous Hall of Famer in baseball history. You want to know what's interesting? Tom Brady for sure will get into the Hall of Fame. The only question is it going to be unanimous? That remains to be seen. Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tusk Free Farm Radio. Listen, for the most part, I'm a very, very straightforward, very outspoken individual. For those that have the good fortune of actually knowing me in private, can attest to that. And there's a question that has been asked ever since the Patriots' final game of the season, which was the wild card loss to the Titans on Saturday night. And I think that's something that I'm going to address. But I want to make something very clear. This is not going to be the last time that I talk about this. Because as I mentioned in the last segment before I went on break, it was, this is going to be a massive story. This is not just only limited to Boston and New England. This is going to become a big, if not already is, a big national story. So I'll start off by saying this. Saturday night's loss by the Patriots to New England signified so many things. It signified the following. Number one, is this really it for Tom Brady in New England? That's number one. That's the first question, if anything. Number two, and I feel like this one in particular doesn't get enough discussion. Is this it for Bill Belichick? No, no way. What are you talking about? Guys, I don't think you realize that Belichick has an opportunity to go elsewhere potentially, depending on what happens and how this whole saga plays out. And I think that oftentimes people are so fixated on the big story that they oftentimes forget there's a subplot to all of this. And that's what it is. So Belichick, could he be gone? Who knows? But I'm going to talk about Brady. Brady throughout this season, and for those who have been following carefully and closely, Brady this season has been very, very upset in terms of the offensive talent that's been placed around him. And rightfully so. Now, at the beginning of the year, you had Demaryius Thomas, Chuck. Leading into week one, you signed Antonio Brown, Chuck. He was ineligible to play on the opening night championship banner game at Gillette against Pittsburgh, the game that I was at. He was ineligible, but he signed the day before. You had a healthy Edelman. You had no replacement at tight end for Gronkowski. But having Antonio Brown was supposed to put them over the top, right? But then you cut him loose after one game. He played one game for you, and that was the Miami game, and that was it. You cut him loose. So now you're left with Jacoby Myers, Philip Dorsett. N'Keal Harry was still unable to perform. He was still out with the injury. And on top of that, The only reliable target you had was Julian Edelman. That was it. That was it. So, what I truly find absolutely amazing about all of this is that when we look back at what the talent that was surrounded Brady at the beginning of this year versus now, and especially as the season progressed, that it became awfully clear that he was playing with less than stellar talent at the wide receiver position. Let's be completely honest. He was. And his frustration showed. Remember that whole outburst that he had in Houston? Yeah. Remember how he would try to throw not so subtle jabs at the receiving corps? Now, earlier in the season, I wondered, okay, you didn't show up for OTAs. But there were some that were making it a much bigger deal than what it really was. And now I understand why. You came into 2019 with so much